This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Hello, Sean here. Just to let you know, if you enjoy What's Upset You Now, you can now see it live. We will be at the Backyard Comedy Club on the 22nd of May. That's a Sunday. It's at 8 p.m. A link will be available in the episode notes. Hope to see you there. Let's crack on with the episode.
What's upset you now?
I got stitched up, basically.
Good.
I sort of quite often I'll, you know, have a few away trips in a row, and what will sometimes happen is your boxer short admin will fall up short. So yes. You'll find yourself going away for a weekend and like, right, I'm gonna have to buy some new, I've got one clean pair, but I'm away for 3 nights, so as soon as I get there, I'm going to have to hit up TK Maxx and buy myself some new boxer shorts, right? We've all been there.
Yeah.
So I went into TK Maxx. I would usually go kind of fairly sort of, this sounds like a bro, I'll go sort of for a top-end boxer.
Okay.
You know, you're not going to find me sort of strutting around in a pair of like Slazenger boxer shorts, for example. So I saw DKNY. Donna Karan, New York, kind of label I'm sure you're familiar with, DKNY Sport boxer shorts.
I know it very well. I used to work in TK Maxx.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
got sacked.
Did you?
Got sacked.
What for?
Yeah, got sacked for falling asleep under the coats.
What a great place to fall asleep.
It was lovely.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, I bought these Donna Karan New York boxer shorts, DKNY. Got back to the hotel, sort of took them out, went to try a pair on. Not try them on, actually, put a pair on. Go back to the hotel and try a pair of them. I wasn't like parading around. It was like a little one-man fashion show, just to clarify. I went to put a pair on.
Not sending selfies to Alex. What do you think it is?
No. I went to put a pair on. I had a shower. And it was just like, I don't know what compelled me to read. There was like a, what was unusual about it was like the label was sort of printed on the back of the boxer short rather than like a sort of standalone label. DKNY produced and distributed under license in Oldham. So I have been sold a lie. I'm sort of strutting around with the confidence of a man who has sort of got some boxer shorts that are made in New York. I'm sort of thinking Studio 54, Andy Warhol. And actually, they've been made in a fucking factory in Oldham. Like, they are DK, they are DKOs. They're not DKNYs. They are Donna Karan Oldhams. They're not, there's nothing New York about them.
That is a depressing name for a town. You spell it Oldham. It's just like, oh God.
Which, funnily enough, is what I was putting into the boxer shorts. Just stick my old ham in there.
But you know what I mean? I'm never gonna be able to unhear that now. Every time I look at my own old ham, I'm gonna think of your old ham.
I've got my old ham in my old hams. I mean, there's got to be some sort of like law being broken there, isn't it?
Well, what? Hang on,
but the brand is Donna Karan New York boxer shorts, are they?
They are.
They're not.
I want them
made in New York. I don't want them made in fucking Oldham. Nothing against Oldham. I've been there, and I know some people from Oldham. They're good people. It's a nice place. But I don't want boxer shorts that were made there. And if I do, I don't want to pay 15 quid for them. That is not Oldham prices, is it?
So do you ever buy clothes from French Connection?
No.
But if you did, because why would you say no like that?
Because I'm not 15.
What?
It wouldn't surprise me to find out that that's not made in France. It's probably made in Farnborough. nothing fucking French about it.
Did you know the only connection
to France is that someone once wore one of them on a day trip over there. That's the only French connection.
Did you know I'm going to see the New York Yankees tomorrow? Where? Basingstoke.
Exactly. You're like fucking the MK Dons or the Wimbledon that now play in Milton Keynes. There's nothing Don about it, is there? In the same way, there is nothing DKNY about DK. I'm furious.
But most stuff is made. Most stuff is made in China.
Yeah. So Imperial Tsar vodka. I remember seeing that, and that was made under license in fucking. Where was it now?
What does "made under license" mean anyway? Why are you saying that as if you know what that means?
You can start making these, use our name, but there's nothing. You know, they probably just send a pattern through and go right. Yeah, you crack on. You can make these over there and just call them DKNY. But there's nothing. There's nothing remotely. Oh,
so it's like when. So how I understand this, because I did a business GMVQ when I had to try and read.
Is that not a shopping channel?
It's when you don't get any GCSEs to try and get them all in one go.
Oh, course. Yeah, I did one of those. I got thrown out of that.
I got thrown out of mine. Why did you get thrown out of yours?
Because I was just like, as discussed, I think there was definitely sort of some ADHD going on. I just couldn't.
You were always going on about your. Have you been diagnosed with ADHD?
I do not think.
You just can't go around going, I've got ADHD.
That has known me that would go, yeah, you haven't, like. Do you think, Paul?
Hey, do not misunderstand me. I think there's something wrong with you.
Right.
Sure. But you can't just go around going, oh, it's my ADHD. Go and get checked up then.
I don't want to get checked up.
Why do you?
I reckon I'd be able to concentrate long enough to do the test.
What do you mean? Well, it's like, so you want to just be.
It's not like I'm not getting a bus pass off the back of it. I'm not getting anything other than I just.
You're using it as an excuse for bad behaviour.
No.
Well, why did you get kicked out of college? I think it was my ADHD. Hang on, it says here you set fire to E block. No. It's my ADHD.
Classic symptom. Classic ADHD symptom. Arsonism. Is it arsonism? Arsony?
Yeah.
Arsonism?
Arsonism. You're an arsonist and stop committing arsony. I don't know. I got kicked out of college, didn't I?
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, go on. You do the GNVQ in business.
Oh, so how I'm understanding your thing about the DKNY boxer things being made in Oldham is so you're saying those boxers aren't actually DKNY because they're made in Oldham. But did you know, like Burger King and stuff, sometimes the Burger King you're eating in isn't a Burger King?
What?
Yeah, it's like Burger King don't own that.
What you're talking about there, Sean, is a franchise.
Yeah, so DKNY have franchised out their pants. King.
You like
yeah, but DKNY
of,
is still a, is still that, but you're still
you
wearing DKNY.
The Burger King that you're eating is not a Burger King. It's still a Burger King. It's just someone has bought a franchise.
Yeah, but Oldham. If you look at the pants as like a franchise, Oldham have bought the franchise of the pants.
Can I just ask at this point, what college A and who was taking this GNVQ? So they come in, and one lesson was like, right, so some of you, little thing, I'm going to just teach you now, something you might not know. Sometimes you'll be eating a Burger King, and it's not actually a Burger King. That guy, I mean, I'm guessing it was a guy, sounds like an absolute prick. That's not GNVQ business. That's pub bullshit.
Well, I think I might have to hold my hands up here and say I might have misremembered some of the information that was given to me, 20 years ago.
Imagine being sort of lumbered with the task of teaching you business.
God, Paul, you don't have to worry. It didn't last long, mate.
How long was it?
I didn't make it till the end of the year. I'll tell you what I did. Have I not told you this before? I had to write an essay So I had to write an essay for the job that I worked at, which was TK Maxx.
Right.
And my mate had to write, he was doing the business course as well. And he chose his dad's Indian restaurant, right? Amazing. As the business to write about. So on the day before, I remembered I had to hand in the coursework and I hadn't done anything. So I asked Kaz if he could email me his coursework and I could use it as a template. But when he sent it, I couldn't.
Why did he? Was this post internet?
But dial up.
So he emailed it to you.
So he emailed it to me. Yeah. And so I was my intention was to use it as a template, but it got to me. It was late at night. Oh, I just couldn't be bothered. So all I did is every time it said Karim's Indian Restaurant, I just changed it to TK Maxx and handed in a piece of coursework.
Oh, my God.
So they're reading this piece of coursework. Like,
the one thing is, we've noticed one of our biggest sellers is Poppadoms at TK Maxx. Exactly. We quite often find that playing some of the traditional music of our country really helps to sort of lend itself to the atmosphere in TK Maxx. Yes,
exactly. It was exactly that. I got called into the office and the teacher, instead of just being up front, she did that thing like it was a film. She held up the script and she goes, So I didn't know that TK Maxx sold onion barges. So that's why I got kicked out.
Yeah.
So there you go. Right. So what's the problem with the pants? Are you that shallow that you won't wear the pants?
I'm not wearing a pair now.
What, of DK Oldham's?
I'm wearing a pair of DK Oldham's as we speak. But, you know, it's just, you just kind of, oh, they're, it's just bullshit. You know, there is a certain quality that you associate with, like buying that kind of premium. As I say, you're buying a dream. You know, you're sort of.
Eh? What?
You're Donna Karen, it's New York, it's the 80s, it's Wall Street, it's champagne, it's cocaine, it's limousines, it's actually not. It's Hovis bread, it's pints of bitter, and it's whippet racing. And I don't, you know, it's not,
you're not
it's incongruent
you're not,
to the pants.
You are not buying a dream.
You're buying
a fabric that you pull down to take out your old ham to wee. That's what you're buying, okay?
Right.
Why, Paul, I understand fashion to an extent. We've discussed how much it annoys me. It's stupid, it's man-made, it's fabricated. It's in your mind, it's not a real thing, right? But I like a nice coat, I get it. Why are you buying expensive pants?
Because,
who is that
because
for?
Sean, I'm a prick. I am a gullible prick. All the boxes. Do you know the thing with this is? And this is what they say when you go. Oh, don't buy the premium washing powder because it's all made in the same factory. It's all the same. Then they just put it in different boxes. You go, like, oh well, a fairy costs like blah blah blah. But that is exactly the same with a pants in box. Like the Pringle pants, I should say, not the Pringles. I could have used a better example there. That's quite confusing.
What's the Pringle pants? What are you on about?
Well, Pringle is a kind of like, you know, it's a label, isn't it? They used to make this sort of diamond print jumpers that were favoured by like Ronnie Corbett. Golf leisure wear. But
I think most people just know Pringle as the crisp, but okay. We will
let's go for Domé. Let's go for Slazenger. Let's go for, you know, any of these kind of like.
Yeah. Deodora.
Perfect. Budget brands.
Yeah.
Now, it turns out they're probably all made in the same factory. All made by the same machine, made by the same bloke, fag on the go, you know. But the only difference is that when they get into the box, they stick a 15 quid one on the one that I buy and a fiver on the one that anyone with any common sense is buying.
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. That's, for me, pants and socks, Primark every time.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'll just be a little bit more, you know, I'll do a bit more investigation.
Explain to me that, but what is that better? Explain that to me.
I feel I whack on a pair of Calvin Kleins after a shower and I feel like I'm ready to take on the world. I bet they don't make Calvin Kleins in Oldham. You can say what you want about Calvin Klein, but I bet And it sounds like I've got a problem with Oldham. I haven't. I've got a problem with Donna Karen, and I need to be explicitly clear about that.
Yes, that's Donna
Karen,
that.
And I will go on record this quite happily, come at me, is a bullshitter. She is a liar. she is absolutely, she's operating a scam. She should be on Rogue Traders. I'd love to see that bloke chasing her down the street. Donna, you've been making boxer shorts in Oldham. What have you got to save yourself? I got nothing to say.
What boxers do you go? Let me guess. You go for the boxers that are, they're boxers, but they're tight like pants. And well, I reckon you've got a little, go on.
I'm having to now because they seem to have stopped making boxers with a bit more kind of more roomy, you know, kind of.
Me and you rarely see eye to eye, but I am fucking with you here.
I hate like the boxer brief.
So do I.
Either boxers or briefs. I don't need that. We don't need these weird hybrids.
I want my, seriously, I want my genitals to be able to breathe and have a little dance.
Boxer briefs are the real virus. They escaped from a lab in Oldham. That was...
Hello, Paul here, sat here in my DK Oldhams. That was just the first half of this episode. There's actually more of it. If you are enjoying these, then why not sign up to our Patreon? We do a feature-long hour episode of this that we put out every Monday. It's got loads more stuff in it. We find one-star reviews from around the internet that are absolutely hilarious. Listeners get to send in voice notes, which me and Sean then give the What's Upset You Now treatment to, as well as getting the second half of the episodes that go out every Thursday. It's so easy to sign up. We've put a link in the episode notes, so you can go there, or you can go to patreon.com/WUYN. It basically means that you're able to access all of this exclusive content. I tell you what, I mean, it works out to be £1 an episode, and for the amount of laughs that you get, it is such good value. They're charging you £5 to drop someone off at Heathrow these days, so I think £1 a week for this is great value. Have a look, get signed up, and access loads of brilliant exclusive content.